Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you right now.
For a song that's become a global hit and has had about 40 million YouTube views, this song by Calvin Harris has been kind of a slow burn. It came out last year. I started hearing it pretty regularly in the gym earlier this year. And in recent months, it's been everywhere. You may have seen the commercials for one of the big phone companies that uses this Calvin Harris tune. The Scottish DJ and producer has an intriguing sound here. It's kind of running through the whole song. Now, if you're wondering, what is that kind of distorted, almost percussive sound? I think I might know where he got that from. Listen to this. I'm not saying that this became the sound source for the big hit song by Calvin Harris, but wait a moment, it'll get there. This is a lekembe, a kind of thumb piano from Central Africa. It's played in the Congo, traditionally by men who live in rural areas, so outside the big cities like Kinshasa. This is a field recording of the Mbuti people of Congo. And it's a pretty traditional use of the thumb piano, which the thumb piano looks like, you know, a piece of wood with a bunch of metal strips on it, and you hit those strips with your thumbs, hence the name thumb piano, and it produces this kind of buzzy and sometimes very trancey sound. Now, leave the countryside behind, and let's head to the city of Kinshasa, where a group of lekembe, or thumb piano players, got together and, in an effort to amplify their instruments so that they could be heard over the din, they built this handmade, jury-rigged sound system out of car parts and discarded speakers. And the resulting sound, well, it's not pretty. It's really distorted. But hey, so was Jimi Hendrix's guitar, and lots of people fell in love with that sound. The band is called Kanono No. 1. They are from the Congo, and a lot of people on the world music scene have fallen in love with their sound in recent years. They, too, think the thumb piano has a kind of hypnotic, psychedelic sound, and so they've added some kind of trancey grooves to go underneath their thumb pianos, and they call the resulting sound Congotronics. Now we're getting close to the sound that you hear, that very distinctive sound that goes through the Calvin Harris hit song, Feels So Close. Right? Pretty close. And Calvin Harris isn't the only musician to have taken note of this really distinctive, distorted sound. The Congotronic sound. In fact, there's a whole group of indie rockers who've gotten together to do songs inspired by and sometimes even sampling that Congotronic sound. One of them is Andrew Bird, the singer, songwriter, and violinist, who uses a distortion effect on his plucked violin to imitate the sound of that band, Kanono No. 1. In fact, this track is credited to Andrew Bird versus Kanono No. 1. Part of a compilation of indie rock musicians echoing the sounds of the so-called Congotronics of the band Kanono No. 1, these distorted thumb pianos from Central Africa. I think that's the sound source that Calvin Harris is playing with on his hit song. But the evidence is circumstantial, I realize that, so I did a little research to find out if there was any proof that Harris would have had a genuine chance to hear the music of Kanono No. 1 and their Congotronic sound. And lo and behold, in Wales, last year, the Big Chill Festival featured in its lineup, yes, Calvin Harris, and later, the band Kanono No. 1. Part of the global DJ's job to be aware of cool sounds wherever they may be found, and the more obscure, the better. I think Calvin Harris, if he wasn't already hip to Kanono No. 1 before that festival, was probably listening in and thinking, that is a sound I have to use. Now, the evidence is still circumstantial, but I'm going to give him and myself the benefit of the doubt. Calvin Harris, if you've been listening to Kanono No. 1, and even better, borrowing their sound, good for you. This is Soundcheck.